It's time to take a look at the interior of the quite popular classic Sawn-Off module with dimensions that fit a typical electrical box. Sawn-Off Mini R2 is quite cheap. You can buy it for only PLN 30 in our country. Additionally, you can easily change the firmware, although you need to know where GPIO0 is hidden, which is necessary to put the ESP into flashing mode. But I will explain everything in this topic. So here we go. Purchase Sawn-Off Mini R2. The module was purchased by one of my readers. Several units were purchased, and I uploaded the firmware to them, PLN 30 per item. Here are the specifications. Let's see what we get in the set. Box contents. This time they did not provide mounting screws. Unfortunately. Sawn-Off Mini R2 interior. We pry the cover and uncover the plate. The module is based on ESP8285. The BP2525 step-down converter serves as the power supply. It powers the relay, while the ESP also has an AMS1117-3.3V power supply line on the way. On the top, we only have a button, a relay, and power supply components. There is even a fuse, varistor, and capacitor at the input. Firmware change. The device is based on ESP8285. So you can load Tasmota via ESP Tool Pi. I have discussed this many times, including here. Smart Life Switch, Test, Interior and Programming of a Wi-Fi Light Switch. However, in the case of this device, the situation is slightly simplified, because GPIO0 is located on the button. So, we solder the power supply, 3.3V, and RX and TX. As in previous topics, I have prepared a USB to UART converter, but this time, when connecting it to USB, you need to hold the button on the housing so that GPIO0 is shorted to ground while booting ESP. The button can then be released. You can then start programming via ESP tool, Tasmota template, GPIO roles, GPIO0, button 1, the one on the housing, GPIO04, switch 1, external, connect the switch, GPIO12, relay 1, GPIO13, LED link. What deserves special mention here is the fact that we have a separate LED on a separate GPIO. Sometimes, in such devices, the LED is only together with the relay and cannot be used separately, e.g., to show the Wi-Fi status. Summary, flashing was trouble-free. Although without knowing that there was a button on GPIO0, you could have wasted some time figuring out how to put the ESP into programming mode. Apart from that, everything is very good. The price is also really good, combined with free shipping on the website where we bought it. It is a really tempting offer, especially since we received the products after 2 days at the parcel locker, and not after 2 weeks from China. Has anyone built home automation using such Sawn-Offs? Feel free to comment.